Welcome to Stuck in Beta. Here's our hosts, Greg, Josh, and Josh.
Hey, thank you. Well, Josh B is not here today.
Only one Josh.
Yeah, only one Josh. He couldn't make it because he doesn't have his laptop. And like we were saying earlier, you don't need your laptop. You can
use your phone. Yeah.
He's not doing any of the recording or live. He's not doing anything except the talking.
Mm-hmm.
So,
which is really all it's about. So,
yep.
And we're not, and you and I aren't honestly that great at it. So,
no, come on. We have like three listeners. So
it
only took us 177 shows to get that many. So
funny thing is over the weekend, for Father's Day, we were at my mom's, and my aunt was asking me, she's like, do you still do your thing, that thing that you would come up on Facebook? What's that thing that you would do?
Your thing.
And I'm like, the podcast? Yeah. She's like, I don't see you on there anymore. I don't ever see it pop up. And I'm like, oh, we don't record through, or we don't, it's not live on Facebook anymore, I guess, right?
Yeah, it is. She's probably not. She's probably not friends with the Stuck in Beta. She probably saw it when it was coming up on your page. Remember how we used to share it under our own accounts?
Yeah, I guess I should do that, or I just need to find the link and share it with her afterwards.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So Father's Day was this past weekend.
Yeah.
Do anything exciting?
We went to the Shack, one of my favorite breakfast places. We took my father-in-law and then my, you know, obviously my mother-in-law and couple of my nephews were there, and we waited probably about an hour and a half for a table.
Oh,
yeah,
man,
it was a long time.
So was it still breakfast time?
Yeah, it was. Well, I would say it was more brunch.
Yeah.
By the time we got, you know, seated and eaten. But it was funny. We saw my brother Jeff there.
Really? You didn't even know he was going to be there?
Yeah. Well, we saw Wendy there, my sister-in-law. And then she goes, oh, hey, guys, we're waiting for a table, too. They told us 90 minutes or 75 minutes or something. I don't know. Mm. So, well, it's not only is it Father's Day where restaurants are going to be busy. It's also you're only using every other table, too.
Yeah.
So
that's interesting, though. I mean, I guess there was a pretty good turnout from what it sounds like, because I don't know. I've been kind of curious what it looks like outside of my immediate area here in Jefferson, or your area in Jefferson County, where it doesn't seem like places are all that busy, but I haven't been to too many places. We went to Main and Mill again just for the heck of it. And it's local and close, and they opened at 11 and we walked right in, got a spot, you know, it was no big deal, but the crowd like was steady, I guess, but they were doing the every other table as well.
Well, you also got there when they opened, so.
Right.
That helps.
Yeah, it definitely did. But I was just, it's interesting that there is that long of waits out in places, because I would imagine that, or I would have thought, I guess, that people were a little bit more cautious, but of course you and I are out. So
it's different here than it is. I'm sure. Well, I guess our area too, it's different than the further north you get, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even think that there was a problem if you went to the grocery store or something down here. No one, I mean, there are some people wearing masks, but most of them aren't, you know. But the further north you go, the further closer to St. Louis, the more people are, you know, wearing a mask and everything.
Yeah, we went to Lowe's off of Loughborough last weekend, and we didn't have our masks with us. And, you know, we're like, okay, we had a couple things we had to get. And man, I felt really awkward because like 90% of the people had masks on there. And I was like, oh my gosh, we're going to be thought of as like, we're, you know, it's a political statement that yeah. we're not wearing masks. But it just felt really uncomfortable not having a mask on there.
Yeah. When I'm wearing mine though, I don't think I really pay attention to anyone who's not wearing theirs. I don't know. It just doesn't, I don't know. Maybe I'm not that, I don't know. It's just weird. Maybe I'm not one of those that really even notices.
Judges.
Yeah. Or judges or like, oh yeah, I do have mine on, you know, sir. I don't know. Maybe it's just something like that.
So speaking of masks, yesterday I went to my work for, I was on site for a couple hours for the first time since early March.
Oh, wow.
And yeah. And so it's a policy. So I have a new employee and she hadn't been on site yet. So we arranged for her to get a tour. And the policy is that you have to wear, you know, you have to wear a mask. So I had a mask on and then I had, we have safety glasses and then I didn't have a hat on like I do now. And my hair is quite long because I haven't gotten it cut since early March. And I'm walking around and we went into a couple places in the production area. And so the first guy that we introduced this, my new employee to, I popped my head and I said, "Hey, Mike," and he just kind of looked at me and he said, "Hello," and then he like looked away immediately, and I was like, "That was weird." And after we like said our, you know, our greetings or whatever, we walked away. I said to the group that I was with, I said, "I don't think he recognized me," and they said, "Yeah, I don't think he did either." And then one guy that was giving the tour, he goes, "Actually, I didn't recognize you when you came walking in the front of the building," and I'm like, "Really?" He goes, "Well, your hair is like really long and you have a mask on." So, and then like we went a little further down and we went into this one lab and I was talking to this chemist who I've known literally for like 20 years. I've talked to him numerous times. I talked to him like when I was there, I would see him in the hall. We would have a conversation all the time. Introduced the new employee to him. You know, they have their like hellos and everything. And then he says, "And you are..." And I was like, I pulled my mask down. I'm like, "Dude, it's me." And he's like, "Oh my gosh, I totally didn't even recognize you." It was such a weird feeling.
That's funny. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, mask. Yeah.
The hair's getting pretty long, man. It's like I'm going on 4 months now without a haircut.
Yeah, I guess. So. But it also, I mean, with the mask, too, it really covers up a lot.
Yeah, I think, you know, most of those people see each other every day. And those of us who are working remotely, like we haven't been on site at all. So you probably get accustomed to seeing people, you know, with
just their eyes.
Yeah. And you get accustomed to their eyes and, you know, whatever.
So do you, when you have meetings, do you have your cameras on and all that? Have I asked you this before?
No, I don't think you have, but I think it's an interesting conversation because no, at my company, it's like almost 0% of the time do we use our cameras.
They're starting with us. I mean, some people do already, but, I'm not one of them. And they're kind of saying, "Well, we kind of want you to start doing that more."
Really?
Yeah. And for me, it's... Part of it is I have a laptop and it's docked with two monitors. So the laptop's closed. That's where my camera is.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd have to open it up and, you know, I don't want to mess with all opening things. Come on.
That sounds really rough.
It's ridiculous. So I haven't turned it on yet, but I haven't heard anything. So until I actually hear something, because me and this other guy who work at home, we've been messaging back and forth. He goes, we both are like, I'm not going to do it until he says it. I go, "Me neither," you know?
Yeah.
And, today they did a new thing saying that your profile picture in office and our teams and all that, we have to have our professional profile picture. I never had a picture at all on there. It just had my initials. But some people had, like, I don't know, like a Star Wars figure or, you know, like Yoda or, or they'd have a Transformer or something, you know, something geeky or whatever. So now, now it's more, you have to have a professional picture of yourself.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, it's funny that you have that, I guess that opinion of it, because I actually, so there's only been a couple of times when I've been on a call or in a meeting where we've used our cameras, and I've found that to be a lot more, I guess the conversation seems to flow a little bit better and you can see people's reactions. So it's kind of, you know, that three dimensional, you can read people's body language and kind of see when they have a question or when they're getting ready. Just like we're doing right now. Like I can see that you're completely bored with this. No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly.
But
you're not even paying attention.
Yeah. Get off your phone. No, I've told my boss, I said, you know, you should maybe encourage, you know, our group to do that. And he's like, oh, I haven't really wanted to, you know, push the issue. It's not really, our organization as a whole hasn't really gone down that road. So, you know, I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable, you know. So I'm like, okay, well.
All they got to do is make sure they're dressed, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You know.
That's kind of what I was, you know.
Well, you don't even have to have pants on, you know.
Exactly. Yeah, even if you don't even have to, like, fix your hair, really. I mean.
Yeah, no one really cares. They know you're at home.
Right. And you're wearing a t-shirt. I mean, I wear like dressed just like I am right now because I just got off work a little bit ago. So
yeah,
I wouldn't care if people were seeing me in a hat and a t-shirt.
What are they going to care?
Right. But yeah, I've tried to get my group to, I've put myself on video with my group a few times and tried to get people to join me. And it's like, people feel really strongly against it. And I don't know why.
I don't know.
I don't think it's that big of a deal.
I don't know. I guess I just don't. I don't know.
Well, you pointed out earlier that you look like you're in a little girl's room. So maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, like I said, the camera angle that the live stream sees just sees a bunch of boxes and my monitors, but the camera you see sees a little girl's kitchen and toys and dollies and stuff, ABCs on the wall.
Yeah. I mean,
so, and that's really if I open my laptop, which is sitting right on the beside me, that's the background they would see.
It's my creative studio. It's where I go to blow off theme.
They'd be like, where are you at? This is my office.
You know, that's the thing that's another thing that my boss had said. He goes, you know, people sometimes they have to work in environments that are, you know, not really, like if they're working in a laundry room which I'm thinking, who's doing that? I don't know. But I mean, to each their own, I guess. It depends on your own, you know, house and your living situation. You might be in like a closet or something, but I don't know.
I can see that, because that may be just the quietest place in the house. You know, you could have a bunch of kids running around, dogs barking, and that's just the quietest place.
You know? Yeah, that's true. Yeah, speaking of dogs, she's trying to get to the door. I think she's had enough outside time for right now. I'm going to go let her in.
Oh, we're going with you.
Yeah.
Hey, while you're up, what do the hops look like?
I didn't get
it's
see
not
that?
Tied. It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a mess. I didn't get the string yet, but I'll walk you over here and we can see it. So let's see. I gotta tilt it way down or look. I don't know if you can see that.
Oh,
it's kind of a stringy mess.
It's just a bunch of vine laying on the ground there, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, I never did string it up this season yet.
Oh, well, you know, we haven't really brewed in a long time either, so what are we going to do with the hops?
I know. You probably still have some in your freezer.
I don't know if that made the move. I don't know if it did or not.
Huh.
Because I had some. I don't know. I'll have to look. Because it may have been like, man, this will never, you know, I don't know if I'm going to have time to use this because we had to put everything in coolers, and I don't know if I did the hops and all that. I don't know if it needed to be frozen. I wonder how long hops actually last.
Yeah, I think we looked that up once before, and it was like it suggested just 12 months or something like that. What I really need to do is divide that those hops up.
6 to 12 months. Yep.
Yeah. What I need to do is divide that one, you know, that rhizome or whatever it's called. I need to divide that up and put it in and put my stringers back up next year and then have it going up two sides.
Yeah.
It's pretty massive. But
well, I mean, I got a tall area too.
You know, that's true.
Be really, I've got a cliff on the outside of my, have it go all the way down. And I don't know if that would work. Someone would come around and get it.
Yeah.
Like if I grew it from the top and let it hang down.
Yeah.
I don't know if that would work.
I'm not sure. But speaking of growing things, so you've shared a few pictures of your items that you're in your garden.
Yeah.
Seems like it's going pretty well.
Tomatoes, and I have a little pepper in there.
Hmm. So my tomatoes have been doing pretty well now. They're putting on quite a few. I should have showed you those while I was over there, but we planted 4 cucumber plants, 4 squash plants, and 4 zucchini plants.
Oh, that's going to be a mess.
Well, they haven't. The thing is nothing has taken off.
Really?
Like they're barely bigger than the little seedling plants that they that we got from Bayer's. Yeah. So every once in a while, like I'll notice they're flowering, and I'm like, and then the day or two later, the flower will be gone, and then I'm like, what the heck is going on? And there's no the one I've got a little garden up on my hill that I fenced in and everything, so I know it's not rabbits or deer. And then, you know, one day I'm out here, I'm looking at it, and Yoshi's with me. And then she darts into this little, like, thick area of daylilies that I have. And next thing I know, a little chipmunk shoots out and climbs up the tree. So, and then I saw another one today over by where I just took you to the hop plants. So I've got chipmunks now in my yard. And they say, I don't know, there's a lot of different remedies, you know, some are humane, some are not, about getting rid of chipmunks. So I think that's what's going on. They say that whenever plants are small and like they have fresh leaves and fresh flowers, that chipmunks like to eat that. And you won't even really notice the damage until you're realizing that it's not, you know, it's not taking off. It's not growing.
I used to see that all the time, especially with my peppers because they're shorter.
Mm-hmm.
And I would see like one day I'll be like, all right, it's flowering. That means something's going to grow there. And then the mm-hmm. next day, like, wait, or a couple days later, I'm like, wasn't there a flower? Where'd it go? You know, the tomatoes are usually a little higher before they start flowering. So that may be why they can't reach them. I mean,
maybe. I think that's right. Yeah. I guess that's what's going on. But so another like remedy, I know you had in the past that bird netting.
Yeah.
And they say if you stake that down really good and have it, you know, anchored to the ground all the way around, that they won't be able to go through it. But they could always burrow under it.
Oh, and it's such a pain for you to get into it too.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, okay, I got to tend to my vegetables or whatever. Oh, I got to take all this off, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pain. I put marigolds around the whole perimeter of the garden, And supposedly that's supposed to keep away some insects and rabbits. I don't know if it does, but it's doing pretty good. And I have that raised garden, so it's a little bit higher. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, I would imagine that chipmunks would still be able to get in a raised garden because they can climb up a tree, so they should be able to climb that. But you may not have that problem since you don't have woods directly behind you. But
we do have snakes that like to hang out on that cliff that's right behind my house because it's all rocky. So they're probably a lot of them hang out on the side. Because I've seen a few, usually black snakes, so they're not, they're good. They're probably eating the chipmunks. So I've seen one eating another snake, too, in her backyard. It was pretty cool. Like really? Two of them, yeah. They're just going to get, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like a black snake eating some brownish snake. I don't know what that was, but...
It could have been a copperhead because I know I've heard that they're the natural like enemies or predators of each other.
Really? Well,
yeah, the black snake of the copperhead, not the other way around.
Oh, well, the black snake was winning, so.
Yeah, you definitely don't want to kill those. We saw one of those in our yard too, and it was around the same area that I saw the chipmunk, but evidently they're living together because they were in the exact same spot.
They're friends.
Yeah. They're like, you can handle the vegetables. I'll take care of this other thing. But that's the one thing that's driving me nuts this year is I feel like I'm trying to like do more with my backyard and it's nature's working against me.
It's not doing what it's supposed to.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that sucks.
So what kind of beer are you drinking there?
This is a Center Ice Revolving Pale Ale series. This is series 2. I don't know if I had this on here before. It's got Columbus and Mosaic hops in it. Pretty tasty.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
But I'm slumming it this week. I'm drinking one of these
Mick Ultras. Wow.
Yeah. So a couple weeks ago, we went to the beach, went to Raintree Beach, Lori and I, and we picked up, she's like, well, we better pick up some, you know, all we have is bottles of beer. She's like, we better pick up some cans. And she just wanted something light. And the local grocery store here doesn't have much of a selection. So they had a 12 pack of those Mick Ultra cans. And I got something else, you know, something a lot more flavorful. And so we've had a bunch of these Mick Ultras left over. Well, funny thing is, I think I mentioned that I tried this beer. It's the Goose Island. It's the IPA that's like the very low calorie, very low alcohol. I forget the name of it now.
Okay.
But Lori, like, she's always hated IPAs. You know, she can't stand everything tastes piney or it's too citrusy or whatever. But she tried one of those and she really likes it because it's really light.
Yeah.
And so now she's gone back.
So low?
Yeah. Yeah. So she's gone back now to the spirit shop here and gotten at least 2 6-packs of it.
Oh, really? So,
it's interesting because it's an IPA, but it's really light. Uh-huh. So it's kind of the gateway. I mean, she took a drink of. And it's funny because this whole craft thing has been her evolution has been so slow compared to like yours and mine.
Yeah.
She used to be, you know, Bud Light and Bud Light Lime. Bud Light Lime was, you know, the thing for years and years. And then she started getting into the stouts. And now she's always turned her nose up at IPAs. And I had something else recently. It was at Main and Mill. They have what's the IPA they have on draft right now? But anyway, it's pretty strong. It's like 7%. And she took a drink of it and she's like, that's not bad. So she's come a long way.
She's coming along.
Yeah.
Man, that's so low, is 98 calories and 3% ABV.
Yeah.
So it's very, basically, you're going to drink a lot of those.
It was light.
It's a nat light version of an IPA.
Yeah, I think when we had Denny on a couple weeks ago from
Yeah, we
Made in
asked him
Mill, he
about
was,
that. Yeah.
yeah, he was saying it's really hard to create those because you're trying to throw all the hops in there, and then you know it's really hard to get the, I guess, the gravity right, and without compromising, you know, the flavor, you have to have some of that alcohol too. So.
But it sounded like he was for it, him and the bike club or whatever that meet there every
Yeah.
week. They were trying to get something together, which
Yeah.
we'll see. I think it sounded like they were gonna do that, and then Corona happened and everything kind of
Right.
slowed down.
Yeah, I'm definitely down with those lighter beers though. If they can put flavor in them and it still be like right now they have there at Main and Mill, they have on draft, it's like a, it's called a, it's some kind of a brown, but it is super light too. It's like right at 4%,
Oh yeah.
and it's, I think it's pretty good. I mean, you don't want, you know, in the summertime you don't want heavy beers, and you know, but it's nice to have, find things that are, have a different flavor, and they're not high alcohol
Yeah.
and high calorie.
Yeah,
Gotta
exactly.
watch those calories.
Eh, I don't know. The problem is, yeah, I'll drink those, but I'm not gonna stop drinking stouts with, you know,
Right.
all the good stuff in it that are
No.
12%.
But you gotta have a little bit of a little bit of balance there. You can't drink, I find that I can't drink those all the time. And
You're not gonna go to the beach and drink an Abraxas. You know,
yeah.
that's,
That would be interesting.
yeah,
You need a nap.
So last week I was telling you I got my truck.
Yeah.
I got a big old stereo system in it now. Yeah.
With some like 12 inch woofers.
No, I just replaced the head unit, and I put a backup camera on there as well. But the hardest, so it comes. You should have seen the mess of wires that I had. So, you've used one of those harness kits before where, you know, you hook the new radio to this harness, so it'll just plug right into your new to the like a Ford. Like I have a Ford, so it'll plug right into it without any issue. Well, that's normally what you would do, but since I have like steering wheel controls and a backup camera and all this other stuff, you add this other feature called a Maestro, which you have to program using a computer and tell it, okay, I want the volume up control to volume up. I want volume down to do this. I want, and then you can say, like, if you hold down volume down, go to this menu on the head unit. And so anyway, there's tons of different
Oh man.
combinations. So I program that, you hook that up, and then there's another mess of wires that all connect. And then, so I wasn't planning, this radio comes, you know, it's a Sirius, it's Sirius XM ready. And I wasn't planning on getting it, but they had a whole, you get $70 rebate, basic, if you buy this tuner, so it was basically free. So I'm like, well, might as well get it now, because if I want it later, then it's built in. And so I had to throw that in there. That's another thing that's fitting in there. So the hardest part was taking all these wires from different points, running them through channels in the truck to get to the back of the head unit, because I had to take the backup camera, which had to run through the well, it's like a your tailgate handle. It's built into
Yeah.
that. You just basically replace your tailgate handle, and the cord runs underneath the truck and up underneath where the floorboard is on the driver's side, and then you run it into the stereo. So I had to that, a GPS antenna, a Sirius antenna, and a microphone.
Jeez.
So it took me a long time to do all this. And
wow,
I don't know how all those wires fit back into the thing, but I plugged it all in. It worked. And it's pretty exciting. It is. I've never had a radio. This has HD radio too. Do you have any radios with that? Basically your FM stations. Some of them do an HD signal, which I don't even think it stands for high def, but like the album art for the whatever's playing comes up, and the logo of the radio station comes up, like different things like that. So it's kind of cool. And it's got Android Auto built in, so any Android app and Apple CarPlay is built in. It's got all the fun features.
Man, that's cool. Yeah, we talked about that a little bit over the weekend before you got, you know, all your equipment and everything. And that would be really nice to have, but I'm like at a crossroads where I feel like that my cars are both I have a 2012 and a 2014, I think. And they both have over 100,000 miles on them, and I'm like, do I invest that into them? How long will I have them? It's kind of like I'm at the point. I bought them both. I mean, we didn't buy them new, but we bought them both. You know, they were only a couple of years old, and now I feel like we've had them forever. And I'm like, do I want to put that kind of work into them?
Right.
I don't know. I mean, you just got yours, so it's like
a. And mine's a 2012, so
yeah,
over 100,000 miles. I mean, it depends. If you're looking to get something new or you know, another used vehicle or something like that, then probably not. But I'm like, since I just bought this, I'm the same way. I had that Toyota for so long, but like halfway through its life, I should have upgraded, but I didn't, you know?
Yeah.
Then it got just, I'm like, yeah, this is 10 years old, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I think like my truck, it doesn't have any of those steering buttons or anything like that. Lori's car does, but mine is pretty bare bones.
Yours would be real easy.
Yeah.
And but yours I think is, it has the the single DIN radio. It's not a double.
I think mine is a double DIN. So it could do something a little fancier. Oh, it probably could do like a backup camera and all that sort of thing. But and hers has a double DIN. But yeah, I don't know. I've just kind of gotten used to. I pretty much listen to podcasts almost exclusively when I'm in the car.
Well, you can listen to them through that.
Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, that's cool, though. I mean, yeah, I haven't tinkered around with it. Well, I think I replaced one of the stereos in one of my kids' cars. And I bought, you know, I remember back in the day trying to cut corners and not buy those harnesses.
Oh, and you just clip everything. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was just dumb. Why did we do that?
I don't know.
I remember, like, just, okay, we'll just cut this off, snip. When you could have bought for $12 or something, buy a harness where it just plugs in. You don't have to go, because the factory colors are always way off from the all the radio, Sony, JVC, all of them are the same colors pretty much. Oh, by the way, this is a Kenwood that I ended up buying anyway.
Okay.
And JVC and Kenwood are the same company now. Oh. That's how little I know about car stereos anymore.
Yeah, back in the mid to late 90s, or I guess, early to mid 90s, really. That was all the rage, man. It didn't matter how old your car was, how much of a beater it was. It was like new head unit.
Oh, I know.
New, upgrading whatever size. I remember that was like, I didn't know the first thing about my engine, my...
I know.
it was kind of like Pimp Your Ride, you know? You made it all nice, but like, when was the last time you got an oil change? I don't know.
Oil? You put gas in it.
Yeah.
Now listen to these tunes. Yeah.
and then you had, what was that? That you had a Ford Tempo. What year was that?
The red one? The red car?
Yeah.
That was, I think it was like an 87 or 88, like that.
Wasn't that the one that had the like the 6x9s in the back back dash or whatever? And my mom would be like, oh my gosh, I can hear him like half a mile away.
I know. Yeah, that, well, I probably transplanted a lot of that stuff out of, because the Sunbird I had first, and then I moved stuff over when that got total.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Yeah. You were all about it there for a while.
Oh, yeah. And I put a cassette player because I couldn't afford, back in the day, CD players were like $250 mm-hmm. or something, and the cassette players were like maybe $100.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, there's no way I can afford CD. And I had more cassettes anyway, so. But yeah.
Yeah. And then we had the old little CD Discman or whatever variation.
Plug the cassette in and plug the CD player into that.
Remember that when that technology came along that it like read the CD, like, remember every version was getting better and better.
It
was
like, skips. Yeah.
Yeah. It read it like 3 seconds in advance and then it read it like 10 seconds in, something like that. And it would, be anti-skip.
Yeah. And you'd sit there and shake mine and go, see, it doesn't skip or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that was cool because I think I had a really like an early model that was cheap and it like every little bump I would have to like hold it while I drove just so that it wouldn't skip.
I remember that. I built like something to fit in the center of my, like just this little wood thing for it to sit on in the center of my car. My car was such a mess, but I had, you know, so awesome, you know, the technology, you know, the music and all that. Gotta have that. Important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, it was great.
Good time.
And we loved it.
We loved it, damn it. Progress. Man.
Flippity flu.
Yeah. Oh, good times. So, did you hear? Oh, let's see. Do I have a theme for movies? I can't remember. Did I make a theme for movies?
I can't remember which segment. I know you had a...
I had a tech segment one.
Yeah.
Oh. I don't have anything.
This weekend What's this? Movies.
Movies! Okay, there you go. Did you hear Michael Keaton is coming back as Batman?
No.
Yeah. So there is a new Flash movie being made. And in the Flash movie, so it's based off a comic called Flashpoint, where the Flash, so if he runs at a certain speed, he can go back in time. He goes back in time to save his mother. And he changes everything. And one of the things he changes is, instead of, you know, by him doing that, everything else changes. You know how in Back to the Future, you
right
the whole sports almanac, everything changes. It's kind of the same idea. But in this, then, instead of Bruce Wayne, or Bruce Wayne's parents being killed, his... he gets killed and his parents survive. And then his dad, Thomas Wayne, ends up being Batman and he's using guns. And So there's like lots of alternate timelines. So this may be how he fits in, but they say he's going to be an older Batman. So I don't know. It could also be like the, so there was a cartoon or animated series, whatever, called Batman Beyond, where Bruce Wayne was an older man, and he was, you know, an old Batman teaching a new guy to be the reins of the Batman. So
okay. But, so is this still in the DC universe?
I don't know. I mean, like the Joker. Did you ever see the Joker movie? Yeah.
So that's good.
It really didn't take place in anything, you know? It just was its own standalone. And I think this may be its own standalone thing. I don't know. Hmm. It sounds like they signed him on for multiple movies, though. So,
really?
That may mean that he is going to do other stuff.
That's really interesting, because didn't they... So Ben Affleck did the Batman, or he was Batman for a little bit, and then weren't they going to have a new, like a...
Yeah, Robert Pattinson's going to be the...
Oh, yeah.
He's going to be Batman in an upcoming movie, so...
Yeah.
Apparently they don't match up. I don't know.
That is strange. So is The Flash is a DC comic,
yeah,
too?
Yeah.
Okay. Has there ever been a Flash movie?
No.
Like a... Oh, okay.
Just the... There was the TV series in the 90s, and then there was the the one going on now. I think it's still going on.
I know. I think it is, and that... I think it's like 12 seasons or something ridiculous.
It's... And I like that. I may have watched one or two seasons, but the problem is you had that Green Arrow show, and then you had some other Supergirl, or then they all combined, so you had to watch every single thing to be caught up, so I could never stay caught up. It was just too much to watch.
So it was pretty well done, though. I mean, it didn't seem like a, what is it, WB or whatever. It
CW. Didn't seem like
it wasn't low budget. It seemed like it was pretty well produced.
Right. Well, that's what CW became. It's all superhero stuff now.
Oh, okay.
But I thought that was pretty interesting to see him back as Batman.
Yeah. 'Cause
that was the first... That was probably our first experience as Batman.
Yeah, you know, first Michael Keaton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I know was in
89. Yeah, I was going to say that was about, okay. Yeah, like 7th grade or something? 7th or 8th grade?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's weird because, the Adam West version of Batman, you could say, but I didn't see Adam West version until that came out and they started playing reruns of the Adam West version.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember thinking how cheesy it was. Yeah. But then you look at the first series, you know, the Michael Keaton Batman, and that seems pretty cheesy compared to the Dark Knight.
Yeah, Uh-oh, someone's talking to you. Or what are you...
No, it was some... I think it's like a squirrel nest or something is falling from the tree over here.
Oh.
All kinds of craziness going on in my backyard.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah. I haven't really been watching a whole lot of anything other than Sneaky Pete. We really like that show.
I'm way behind on Ozark. I'm still in season 2. And I just kind of, it's one of those shows where I really like, but, I don't know. I just have to find the time, and I don't know. I've been watching a few episodes of that this week. So, and really nothing else. TV's awful now. There's there's no new TV except, I mean, there's stuff on Netflix and all that, but
yeah. So do are we I haven't really paid a whole lot of attention, but have we entered into like a bubble of like no of limited new content
I think we
on
on network TV, yeah.
like network TV and I mean of course movies, but I was wondering if it's gonna if we're gonna see that same thing in Netflix and Hulu and you know and everything else.
I don't think we'll see it in movies because they're holding back a lot of movies that would be in theaters. So those will fill the gaps while they shoot new movies. But TV, I mean, even on like Fox is playing Hell's Kitchen and MasterChef, like ones from two years ago. You know, it's all rerun. I'm like, Molly's like, "Hey, there's a new Hell's Kitchen." Because it's something I normally watch, and I'm like, this is old. I've seen this before, and I realized it was from 2 years ago. So.
Yeah. I've noticed a lot of promos for that game show. I don't even know what it's called, but it has Gronk. Gosh, what is the football player? Gronkowski.
Oh, is that the tag show?
I think so. It looks
Yeah, I
so
know.
silly.
I've never watched it. It looks kind of like American Gladiators, if you ask me. But
But that had to have been filmed months ago, right? I mean,
yeah.
it's not like
Oh,
it's
it had
anything
to
new.
have.
Yeah.
And it
It's
may have
like
been something like, I don't know if we're gonna air the it. They're probably TV networks have a lot of stuff that they're like, that's not good enough for fall. We'll wait until summer, and it may just have been like, well, we gotta play something.
Yeah, it's kind of that filler content that they will produce six episodes of or whatever
Yeah.
just to bridge the gap.
Now I found something interesting. You know, Netflix, they have a deal with Dave Chappelle, where he does a lot of his stand-up and they end up on Netflix. Well, there's a new Netflix or a new Dave Chappelle special, but it's on Netflix's YouTube channel. It's not on, and it's only, I don't know, about a half hour, maybe a little bit longer. But it was filmed just like 2, 3 weeks ago. So it talks about George Floyd and it talks about protests and Corona and all that. And it's a little more serious than it's pretty interesting seeing his take on everything. You know, there's a few funny, it's Dave Chappelle. There's a few funny parts, but it's more, serious. You know, I'd say check it out. It's a pretty interesting thing to see. But I think it's called 846.
Yeah, that's the so that was the amount of time that George Floyd was held down.
Yeah, and it's also Dave Chappelle was born at 8:46 a.m. So like both of those, yeah, he's like, I was actually, it's on my birth certificate too, you know. So yeah.
Yeah, I've seen the thumbnails for that, but I didn't realize it was something new. I thought it was just something from the past.
No, it's brand new, and I tried to find it on Netflix, but it's not on Netflix. It's just on their the Netflix YouTube channel. I think it's called Netflix is a Joke, is their YouTube channel where they keep a lot of their stand-up stuff.
There's oh gosh, the guy who does the show Patriot Act.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever watched that
No.
on Netflix, but it's kind of like a mockumentary or whatever. It's well, no, it's I don't know. It he does it's kind of like he's a stand-up comedian. And he talks about a current event, but he has a bunch of stuff on the Netflix YouTube channel now, and I guess this is kind of their way of putting out new content that maybe they otherwise would have normally shot, you know, in a more of a studio format.
Yeah, I don't know. The Dave Chappelle thing is pretty professionally done. I mean, but
Does he have an audience?
yeah, it's so he was even talking about some. He goes, "This is gonna be history. This is one of the first one of the you know stand up you know that there's been since this has happened." He goes, "There's been others where you're in a car and they beep when they want to laugh because I don't get that. But yeah, there was, they had the, it was all outside. He, you know, he was on stage, but everyone in the crowd was like, it was two set next to each other, and everyone was wearing masks. It's pretty, pretty interesting. You should check it out. I know St. Louis's own, what's her name? I just had her name on my.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Nikki Glaser.
Yeah.
Nikki. She was, she did a show at the Helium County Club, and she was saying that you can only be at a table of table for two or table for four. So only groups of two or four could come in. And it was kind of the same way. Everyone would have to be in mask and all that, but.
That's weird.
Yeah. Cause she says she's been quarantining at her parents' house here, and she's actually thinking of moving back here instead of being in LA. Or was it New York she lived? LA? I don't know. But
yeah, you've been sharing different things about the music industry and how that's trying to, I guess, go towards trying to get some sort of live performances with people in their cars. That just seems really weird to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, on Saturday, we checked out Greek Fire. Well, you checked out the last three songs with me, but Greek Fire, the local band, they had a concert at a local venue, the Pageant, and put on a show. It was shot professionally. It sounded great, looked great, and it was free. So I don't really understand how this works. I don't know how money gets passed around, or because something.
Sponsors. Has, yeah, there were sponsorships, but
yeah, I mean maybe that's all you need. But I don't know. It was a pretty decent show. I mean, a concert being there is different than watching it, you know. I mean, obviously, there's a little bit more buzz and more excitement when you're there. So,
right.
But we had the projector outside and watched it on the screen. So, it
was yeah,
pretty
I thought
cool.
That was cool.
Yeah. But fun times.
Yeah, and I guess sports are starting to come back. I don't know. The baseball announcement came out, I guess, was it yesterday or the day before, that they're going to do a 60-game season starting in late July.
No, I did not hear that. So late July, are they going to do like a spring training or any kind of thing like that?
Yeah, I think it's supposed to start right around 4th of July or maybe shortly after. And it's supposed to run just a couple weeks, and then they're supposed to go into like a 60-game season. I don't know any like details regarding you know, whenever you go to a stadium, or how many people are going to be allowed to go to a game or anything like that. I haven't looked at that, but yeah, I guess that's, so what is the season? 162, right?
Yeah. So that's,
it's like a third.
It's like, you know what though? I love baseball, but it is a long season, long season, and games don't really mean that much, you know?
Right.
If you cut 2/3 of the season away, games are a little bit more important, you know?
Yeah.
You need to get wins right away, you know?
Exactly, yeah, get off to a hot start. It'll be, because normally the All-Star break is approximately halfway, and that's right at the beginning of July. So I guess it's, you know, past the midway point by the time this will be starting.
Right, and they may spread apart series more or something. And I don't know how they're going to – so I guess the stadiums are going to have to – how are they going to do that?
Like, I don't
if
know.
They have people come there because, okay, you have six people in your family, for example. Are you going to be able to sit together? Or are they only allowing groups of four? Or are they only, you know –
yeah, I want to look into it more because it was just a couple weeks ago that they were saying they didn't think there was going to be a season because owners and players couldn't agree on terms.
Yeah.
And evidently it happened. And So they're moving forward. Although I know there's, I've heard that there's players that aren't very happy with certain, you know, rules and things like that. But because I know there's got to be major roadblocks in place for them. I heard at one point they were, and I don't know what they landed on, but I heard at one point they were saying that the players were going to have to be quarantined. Basically, they had to stay together, could not leave the, you know, like the hotel or whatever that they were assigned to, and they couldn't see their family and all. That was like some of the early, you know, bargaining or negotiating.
I could see them not wanting to do that.
Yeah. So, yeah, I have to look into that, understand more about it. Maybe we can talk more about it next week.
Yeah. That's interesting.
And I guess the other sports are supposed to start up at some point, you know, hockey and basketball.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if I'll go to a game, but I'll be happy to watch them on TV, you know. It's been so long, you know. I think hockey's a little ridiculous to start up. That's my opinion, because this would be their off season right now.
Right.
So they're just going to go up until I don't really understand how it's going to work, because July, August, September, October. So you got 3 months, which is normally about the length of their playoff season.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
There's some interesting little side stories that are going on with that. So, like Vladimir Tarasenko for the Blues, he was out the entire season, and he probably wouldn't have came back at all. But now he had that entire time and then some to recover from what – I can't remember what his injury was, but now he's, like, good to go for this little, like, mini season that's getting ready to start up.
And – since they were halfway through a season, are they going to keep the stats that
I think
is that
so
the plan?
I think so, to a degree. I think there's something, some nuance to it, but I don't know.
They're going to have to cut out some of the playoffs. So if they're going to, if they're going to start the next season in October, like normal, I don't know.
We should probably dig into that a little bit too, because I think it was going to be some sort of like round robin tournament where they were all playing at Disney and then it was like two losses and you're out kind of thing. I don't know if that's exactly what the format looks like, but that's the typical format for it's a tournament style format as opposed to a playoff, multi-game series style.
Yeah. I mean, that just means you have one bad game, you're screwed, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that's really what it comes down to.
But in the essence of time, I guess you have to come up with something creative.
Right. But, I mean, that's the whole point of best of seven, because you can have a bad game but still end up taking it. But, well.
Yeah.
That's how it
goes. Whole season. Every one of the sports, I mean, I don't know. Football hasn't been affected yet, but every other sport is going to have an asterisk, of course, that, you know, that's the year of, you know, COVID or whatever.
Football may not have a problem. The NFL may be all right.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see. Unless the fall brings some other problems.
Yeah, we're dealing with some serious spikes and increases right now. It's pretty wild.
Yeah. I mean,
don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. You'll be all right. So, well, man, we've been talking for a while now. It's actually been about an hour. So,
cool.
Surprising. I am surprised we had stuff to talk about. We didn't really have a list. The only thing I had on my list was Batman, and that literally was it.
Okay. Well, you better post this one then.
Oh, and then Halloween is okay. Didn't you know? Hopefully Halloween happens this year, but Halloween is on a Saturday. There's a full moon, a blue moon, which is that the second full moon in a month? Is that what it is?
I think so, yeah.
And it falls on the the clock day too.
Oh, very cool.
So lots of fun stuff.
Speaking of dates, we didn't even mention tomorrow is a big one for you.
Oh, my birthday.
Yeah,
I'm turning
happy.
23,
That's
finally.
right.
23, my
Can't
20th
believe
anniversary of being
it.
23. Yeah,
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know, man. You're moving right along.
know. I'll always be behind you, I guess.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, but that's cool. Happy early birthday.
Well, thank you very much. We're gonna
Yeah.
try. I'm taking off Friday. Molly and I are taking off Friday. Millie's gonna still go to school, and we haven't decided yet. I mean, Molly's pregnant; she can't really drink, but you know, I want to go to a brewery.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
But Bluewood is Bluewood? That's on Cherokee that I've never been to, and Max Local Eats
Yeah.
has the. Has the like the food there, and they're supposed to be
Oh,
really good.
yeah, that's the one right by my work. I've been there a couple times.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, really good. Really cool environment there. They have some outside areas and inside areas. It's
Okay,
really nice.
cool. By Limp Brewery and whatnot, I guess.
Yeah. I don't
Okay.
think it's called Bluewood. That doesn't sound right, but yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
I
Maybe
thought
it is though.
here I can find.
I
Let's
wish I
see.
could commit things like that to memory, but it
Bluewood Brewing, yeah.
is Bluewood, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I've been there a couple times. It's pretty cool.
All right. Cool. We'll have to check it out.
All right. Have fun.
So until next time, I guess this is the end of the show. We'll see you next time. Where is the outro? There it is. See ya.
See ya.
StuckInBetaPodcast.com.